This episode is brought to you by Amazon Prime. From streaming to shopping, Prime helps you get more out of your passions. So whether you're a fan of true crime or prefer a nail-biting novel from time to time, with services like Prime Video, Amazon Music, and fast free delivery, Prime makes it easy to get more out of whatever you're into or getting into. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to learn more.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Into the corner where Siakam hits a three and then turns to the New York bench.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I'm not sure yet.
For some reason, if Rodgers decides to not play football or the Steelers decide to hedge a bet, there's really only one option remaining.
You like that?
Earlier on the show, ESPN NBA insider Brian Windhorst. Actor and producer Elizabeth Banks. Still to come, actor and comedian Jeff Garlin. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes, indeed. Fun show already. Brian Windhorst, hour number one. Elizabeth Banks in studio hour two. We didn't also include that third part of her slash actress, producer, director as well. And we also had a great celebrity true or false with her. If you missed any of it, we re-air right here on the Roku channel. There's also our podcast version of the show, all 3 hours, wherever you get your podcasts. Also, there's our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. We slice up a lot of stuff. You can go down a wormhole. Make sure you have some time if you catch that algorithm later on. If you missed any part of the show, just had a nice chat once again with one of our favorites. Jeff Garlin is back here. He's wearing a what appears to be a Mitchell and Ness old school Ron Santo Cubs
nice
home jersey.
That's cool.
It felt flannel. It felt like something from the Eight Men Out era. I know it's the wrong side of Chicago with that. But Jeff Garlin will be out here in studio hour number three. He's touring the country with his stand-up act, so we'll let you know where you can catch Jeff around the country when we catch up with him later on in this hour. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this busy Wednesday show. Women's Sports Now will be recording later on today. Kylie Kelce is their guest. That episode will air tonight, midnight, on the Roku channel. So that'll be exciting. Suze will be stopping by as well. It's time to go around the National Football League on a rookie update. And of course, it starts in Tennessee. The Tennessee Titans have chosen to split reps with Cam Ward. Very simple question. What gives?
There's a whole lot of rotation going on at all positions. So there's guys that you might see out there with the ones or with the twos. It's really irrelevant at this point in time. All guys are rotating. They're all going through the process. There is no ones, twos, starters, not. All that stuff is what you see is going to be a rotation. And whatever you see today might be different tomorrow. So I wouldn't read too much into who goes when and why at this point. It's a sort of irrelevant to our process. There's a plan in place for all the quarterbacks.
Okay. That's the way Brian Callahan started his press conference. That was without a question being asked.
Interesting.
And for those on the radio, when he said ones and twos, he used the air quotes.
Air quotes.
Like, for instance, Mike, you are our audio executive. Is that wrong or is that right?
No, that's right. There's other people that
but
do it.
But for the radio audience, I used air quotes. You saw me using air quotes. You don't want to be referred to in an air quotes.
Yeah, no.
Don't want an air quote.
Cam Ward is our first overall quarterback. Pay no attention to the rotation in Tennessee. Guess what? Apparently, you should not pay attention to that in Cleveland either. Cleveland Browns have, let me write this, I wrote it down somewhere. Hold on a minute. A gajillion quarterbacks.
Accurate.
Do you like that bit?
Accurate. Oh, I knew what you were doing as soon as you started.
I do dig deep. Let me write this down. Yeah. I wrote it somewhere. Bit. I like it.
Yeah.
Normally, I do have my glasses on. It helps. It adds to the bit. Browns have a lot of quarterbacks.
They have a lot of quarterbacks.
A lot of young quarterbacks. Yep. They got two rookies, not one, but two, including the one that they said they had a draft because of such great value on Shedeur Sanders. They helped create by passing on him multiple times, including drafting Dylan Gabriel in front of him. And then there's Kenny Pickett.
It's still just 26.
Kenny Pickett. You know what I mean?
Super Bowl champion, Kenny Pickett.
Victory formation.
That's what I mean.
Kenny
Pickett. Take that away from him.
He's got a ring on his hand.
That should be his nickname, Victory Formation.
Yeah. He's out there with his hamburger helper gloves.
He has small hands.
I didn't say that. You did.
Oh. Sorry.
Hamburger helper gloves.
You can count on that hand the number of quarterbacks they have. Four.
That's big gloves.
The fourth one that we're mentioning is Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
He got the first team reps today. Like in Tennessee, where they drafted just the one quarterback.
First team reps.
But they're giving him half the reps. I feel like the old Chris Farley
Chris
bit.
Farley. I have a weight problem.
I've got a quarterback issue. We have two quarterbacks. One of whom every knows we're going to start. Don't pay attention to the rotation in Cleveland either. Don't pay attention.
Mixing it up every single day, so that's why I tell you not to read much into it, even though you guys don't listen to me. But we're just trying to get guys exposure to different concepts, those type of things. So it varies by walkthrough. It can vary by drill. It's not something that we're really we're not leaning into or worried about the order at this moment.
I mean, just to catch us another day. Don't pay no attention.
Don't worry about it.
Guys, don't worry about the order. Are you worried about the order?
Not at all.
Okay. That's good because you're not supposed to. And can confirm, Kevin, we're not listening to you.
Right.
Cam Ward starting week one. Joe Flacco starting week
one. Oh, I see. I don't know about the second one.
Cam Ward starting week one. Joe Flacco starting.
I think I might take that action.
Excuse me. Cam Ward starting week one.
That I can. That I'm most positive.
Joe Flacco starting week one.
That I do not.
It will
know
be
about
the battle of the Joes.
I.
Not like slow horses.
I'm not sure.
Battle of the Joes. Flacco v. Burrow week one. Gonna happen.
All right. According to the desert, the odds are creeping closer. Joe Flacco plus 116, Kenny Pickett plus 200.
What is it?
It's close.
I mean, I'm not saying
they're not listening. They're paying attention.
Yeah, but they know.
They
but they know stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. No stuff.
Air quotes. He's right.
My God, the air quotes are everywhere right now.
Yeah. He thinks they know everything.
I do. They don't build new buildings out there just
for
fun.
Joe Flacco is starting week one. There's no reason. There's no reason to start the rookies. There just isn't.
Let's say one of them.
There isn't a reason to start. Because if the rookie, if you're living and dying with the rookie, how long do you stick with them? Who's making the roster? Who's on the practice squad? I'm telling you.
That's why you got Kenny.
Yeah.
Flacco says let me get this quote right. I don't want to paraphrase it. The NFL Network sent it to me. And I should utilize this sort of stuff because it's right here in my phone.
I mean, people are doing their jobs. They're sending you
just,
emails.
Just fun to get out there and play a little football again, said Flacco today. Just from experience, I think the young guys tend to get a kick out of me because I'm 40 years old and could be their father, probably.
He's not wrong. He's definitely not wrong.
Well, biologically speaking.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. The science man.
Listen. Clearly, Flacco's not Shador's father because that's part of the reason why maybe they didn't draft Shedeur. Is who his daddy was, apparently. That's why he dropped all the way.
Yeah, because Shador's dad will like pop up on the field, get into the face of the opposing team's star player and wave a flag with his son. Oh, wait a minute. He didn't do
well,
that.
Well, Deion's the problem when it comes to Shedeur, but when it comes to Travis Hunter, he's the Sherpa.
Right?
He's the one who cut this diamond from the rough. and sending it to the National Football League in his image. If Shador's in Deion's image, this is all the wrong image stuff. But hey, Deion sending Travis Hunter to the next level in his
Jimmy
image.
Jimmy Horn Jr.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Deion knows what he's doing when it comes to Travis Hunter. Liam Cohen. I mean, it's interesting how we're looking at reps being split.
When it comes to
quarterbacks, first or second string.
You like that, Chris?
When it comes to, Travis Hunter, we're looking about how are they splitting reps on offense and defense.
Right.
A different sort of rep splitting situation. Let's see how things are going down in the team down by the river in Duval.
Is it better a little bit for him to not have him go offense, defense on the same day, to give him a certain number of days on defense and then one day on offense?
Yeah. We won't put him in that situation to have him do that, although I'm sure he'd probably want to. I'm sure. But at the end of the day, it's trying to, he still meets defensively every day that he's on offense. So he's getting the mental part of it and being able to catch up on some of the communication, some of the corrections off the film from the defensive side of the ball. So he's getting a lot of the mental, and it would probably be unfair to put him out on the grass and do both and ask him to go do that and see success,
I don't know why. Here's why. It's just late May, guys. It's late May. Don't pay attention to that either. He's getting the mental in the meeting room. What the hell? I'll call a shot here, too. Jacksonville Jaguars week one. I'm setting the number of snaps for Travis Hunter in week one. Because at some point, you're going to have to put him out there, offense and defense, in the same day. And that day is week one, home against Carolina. We're going to see it. Number of snaps, I'm setting at 65 over under. Week one. Travis Hunter, 65 snaps.
Oh, over. I was going to say 80.
80's a lot, pal. That means he plays every rep on offense and a quarter to maybe half the reps on defense. That's a lot.
Why'd you trade up for him then?
Well, you got to work him in. You got to figure it out. Because you're not going to do it in the preseason. You're not going to see it. You will not see Travis Hunter fully uncorked, unwrapped till week one. You're not going to see it.
But he'll play offense and defense in the preseason.
Maybe. But not to the tune of what we're talking about in week one.
No, but maybe one game he plays offense.
You're taking the over.
I'll take the over. Yeah.
So where do you set the line?
Well, I was going to say, what is the average snaps in a game is what?
Well, I mean, it's
60, probably.
It's, if a team has a great day on offense,
right,
you're going to get 65, 70, maybe 80. That's insane snaps. It won't be every single one of them.
So that's 120 to 130 plays per game. Yeah, I'll say he plays 2/3 of that. Yeah, I'm going to say 80.
TJ.
I mean, numbers. You guys lost me with the over-under.
This guy over there. Take a stand, man. You got a damn stick in your hand. Take a stand.
Over.
Okay, thank you. Was that tough?
No. No.
Really?
I got to revisit it later, though.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. I don't like giving false info.
Excuse me.
You're not.
If we have to accept from one of the 32 head coaches of the National Football League not to pay attention to anything that goes on in May, we can stand on the same principle.
Exactly. Yeah, but we're held to a higher standard here at the Rich Eisen Show.
Guys,
all right? Or are we not?
We can do the same thing.
Okay. Yeah. So from now on, nothing we say we're accountable for.
That's not true.
Oh, well, see, that's wrong.
Here's how it works, TJ. TJ. Here's how it works. If we're right, we had the foresight. If we're wrong,
we forget about
it. Never happens.
Yep, exactly.
I hate that.
I tell Suze this all the time when we're looking at whatever, because the kids look at some of the comments. They're like you. You're like our children. They look at the comments about what they say about mom and dad.
Well, how could you not?
If it's good, it's praise. If it's bad, it's called engagement. That's how it works.
That's how I live my life.
So go ahead.
Well, I made a lot
Give your opinion now.
I made a lot of bad calls on the wrestling pod
right,
last night.
We'll bring it back. If it's wrong, we'll it never it. Happened. And plus, you heard from some of the most trusted names in the business. Don't pay attention. Don't read anything into it. But we're saying over. About Travis Hunter.
Who just got married this weekend.
Hey, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Yep.
I saw that.
We'll see how that works.
Mazel.
What does that mean?
I mean, TJ.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
TJ's taking the under there.
Did you play both sides of the aisle? Is that what it was?
I don't know.
I speak TJ, but I'll save that for off air.
This guy.
I wish him the best, man.
Yes, we do.
You guys.
We do. You know?
I don't.
It's like an old school. Don't do it.
You guys. I'm the only married one here.
That's true.
Legally. I mean, you've got
legally, I am. By the state of California, yeah, I probably would very consider good. Married.
Excellent. Yeah. All right.
I'm married to myself.
And you're happy, so, you know.
I am very happy.
Yeah. Sorry. You guys are idiots.
What's wrong with you?
Dude.
Guys?
I mean,
you are. That's no. Somebody hear that and take it the
DJ,
wrong.
You need to stop talking.
By the way, all I know is I survived when you were in here. I survived. Susie sitting in that chair and Josh Duhamel coming in here looking all handsome.
Oh, yeah.
Talking
yeah.
about my testosterone levels. Yeah. Oh, I survived geez. That. Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
You got to have a thick skin. You got to have a very strong marriage to survive that.
How did that come up?
Low T.
Because that's what he was here to sell.
Oh, God.
Hey,
it.
Chris, can you guess who had high testosterone?
I'm guessing Josh Duhamel.
No, in this room.
Del Tufo taking injections.
Oh, my God. All right, now let's take a break here. I had no idea. All right. Jeff Garland, come Allegedly. On out here.
Sorry, I forgot air quotes.
Hoskins is like, roll your brain.
You got it. I'm killing the mic.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to Bundle Deal Days at AutoZone.
Well, I do need a bundle of things.
When you bundle, you save.
Do I save if I bundle oil with an oil filter?
Save up to $12 on that bundle.
What about brake pads and rotors?
Bundle those and the brake pads are free.
Can't save more than free.
You can save on hundreds of deals during Bundle Deal Days. Ends June 2nd at AutoZone.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply. Duralast brake pads only.
In the NFL, there's zero margin for error. As we all know, one single mistake can change the outcome of a game, a season, livelihoods, my goodness. As the official sleep and wellness partner of the National Football League, Sleep Number knows all of that and makes it their mission to provide players with data and insights to optimize their sleep for the ultimate competitive edge. And thus, you get a Sleep Number bed, you get the same exact thing. I feel it all the time. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. It's just 10 numbers apart, but it does make the world of difference because you can adjust your bed's firmness on your side differently than the other. And after working out for recovery, it's game changing. That's just one of the things that makes a Sleep Number bed so awesome. It's why 95% of Rams players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of Kansas City Chiefs players have a Sleep Number smart bed. 80% of NFL players have a Sleep Number smart bed. You should too. Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? So you can choose your ideal comfort on either side. And now it's the Sleep Number Everything Smart Bed Sale. Every smart bed and base are on sale during our Memorial Day event. Up to 50% off, limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
He's been on this show multiple times, but it's the first time he's appeared on the Rich Eisen Show with something in common with the Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Garland is here on the Rich Eisen Show.
How about that? Because the Bears, that? Not the Sox, obviously.
No, but Chicago.
But I love the way the Cubs fans initially thought, oh, wow, he's, you know, and they were so wrong. Yeah, the guy's online with his grandson at a Sox game.
Yeah.
It's exciting. He's from Chicago.
I know. But everyone did assume it was going to be Cubs, and then it kind of was like the ultimate curveball. It was the Cubs or White Sox fan.
I know plenty of diehard Sox fans.
You do, I bet.
Yeah.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. A pleasure to be here.
Yeah, look at you and your Ron Santo.
My Ron Santo.
That's great.
I have something interesting to say about Ron Santo.
Okay.
So every year I sing Take Me Out to the Ball Game, and for many years now, and Ron was doing radio with Pat Hughes, WGN. Yes, mm-hmm. And I love Pat Hughes, Hall of Famer. And so Ron was, you know, doing the radio. And I go in and I talk with him. I have so much fun. And I would imitate Santo. Sam, he used to do these commercials for Seattle Sutton, this food delivery thing. Mm-hmm. And Ron, what's your favorite? And he'd go, Acapulco Taco Pie. I guess that's an actual thing. So I must have said Acapulco Taco Pie. That episode, every episode, I never stopped. And I heard that in the truck outside of Wrigley Field, it was shaking. They were laughing so hard. Anyhow, here's the point of the story. Not that I'm so funny. So when I left and I was done and I'm going over to sing, Ron Santa would get up to say goodbye. And that's really kind. You stand up, you're a gentleman. He had no legs.
Yeah, I remember.
He stood up say goodbye every time to anyone, I assume, with no legs. It's inexcusable not to stand up and anyone approaches you and say, nice to meet you.
Well, you're the man. Jeff Garland here on the Rich Eisen Show.
You didn't really enjoy that story as much as I thought you would.
I love the story, Jeff.
Yeah, but you moved on as opposed to examining it.
No, my radio audience just returned.
I'm wearing my Chicago Bears.
You got your footwear.
Yeah, they're official Chicago Bears Nikes, and I got my Cubs thing on because I told you that's what I want to talk about.
You have the floor.
All right.
Jeff
Garland. Well, let's just start with Caleb Williams because this has got me crazy. So he said what he said. His father said what he said.
Right.
It's not only true what they said.
Yes.
It's 900,000,000% true. And we had one great quarterback and one great for a short period. Jim McMahon and Sid Luckman. Mm-hmm. For a franchise like the Bears, that's insanity.
Yes.
That's insanity.
Agreed.
And that is where quarterbacks go to die. I've seen them all die. Caleb Williams is a dream. Caleb Williams watching film alone by himself. And by the way, Shane Waldron's your offensive coordinator. Ugh, okay. I don't even want to get into the head coach.
So he not only was right, he was proven right.
No, but
later
but not only proven right. He was right when I heard the dad say that, and I thought, oh, we got to get him. Please don't, you know, and you know, try and wiggle your way in a Manning way out of it. But he came, and now it's looking like a great choice.
Correct.
But Eberflus knows so much about the quarterback position. And did you watch the what's that show on HBO?
Hard Knocks.
Did you watch the Bears Hard Knocks?
On occasion, I did.
The most. I'm a Bears fan. Mm. The most boring Hard Knocks. It was like dig into Eberflus's personality, and then he would meet with Caleb Williams to discuss what he was doing right or wrong. And Caleb Williams was so yes, sir. And I go, this kid's gonna die. This kid is just, he's doing his best to dive into the crappiest situation. Nothing was said about the other players on the team. Nothing was said about the quality of the defense or the offense.
Right.
Quarterback specific. So the fact that any Bear fan, any real true Bear fan who knows what they're talking about, you can see I'm passionate, agrees with it 100%. And I just think that, you know, come on. This is it's infuriating that, like, what are the Bear fans going to do? What's the press? The fact that they even ask questions. What do you think about what your father, like, he hasn't done a press conference yet, but it's like, what is the coach going to say? He's laughing about it. You know, he can't say that the previous regime sucked. He can't do that.
No, and he won't because he didn't do it at all last year, which is, again, to his credit, that we learned about it live on the air. We were reading the story live on the air and reacting to it live on the air. And my first thought was like, uh-oh, you know, Bears fans will not like hearing this about their organization. Then midway through, I'm like, well, actually, this is what they've been saying about their own organization.
I don't know Bear fans.
They're echoing it. He's echoing it back. And then was proven correct by the circumstances of the season. And not once while he was getting his ass beat did he make mention whatsoever about any of his reservations.
No, he held it with class. He was a pro. He was a pro. Agreed. His rookie season, the guy was a pro.
He got his ass beaten.
My God.
But now they do seem to have the right coach. They really do. No, we haven't seen it yet.
No. It's, you know, and what they added with the offense, and I agree with you, Loveland's going to be a monster. Dude. And they already had a great tight end, so it's going to be...
The two tight ends are going to be really good friends for him, certainly as he goes through
and
his progressions.
And we got that Luther Perkins later than... I call him that Luther Perkins. Right. As if he has his own comedy show. That Luther Perkins. It'd be great if he was funny.
Right.
By the way, I want to say something.
Yes.
I did get a little excited there, but this is my first appearance since I've been diagnosed bipolar. So my mania in the past may not have been from excitement and actually from a mental health issue.
I had no idea, Jeff.
Yeah, well, yeah, I don't. I'm not afraid to share it wherever I share it. But when I think about appearances on talk shows and I watch them, I go, oh, you poor guy. You poor guy, you're out of control. The worst appearance I ever had, which happened like 3 years ago, celebrity, what's the one with the guess the letters?
Wheel of Fortune.
Celebrity Wheel of Fortune. And there was no point during the show, and I'm not exaggerating, because I watched it and cried once I was diagnosed.
When you watched it back.
Yeah, when I knew what was going on, because there was no moment where I wasn't. And I was funny. Mm-hmm. See, that's the thing that saved me is being funny.
Right.
But I just thought, this guy, it's so sad. I felt so sad watching that. You know what? During the thing, Donny Osmond was one of the celebrities. And do you know how many times I went, you're Donny Osmond, just randomly through it. And so I was funny, but it was sad. It was so sad.
Well, I already told you the first time I saw you in the back there, you look great.
Well, thank you. I'm a handsome young lady.
You're a big bowl of handsome young lady.
Big bowl of
handsome. You're exactly that.
And I'm so happy to be here because, you know, I love your show so much. I watch it all the time. I've listened to it a few times.
Thank you.
Because it's like, oh, Rich is on. But I love watching it. And I watch most of it on YouTube. Your YouTube thing is great.
I appreciate you saying that.
And so, because, you know, time-wise, whatever. But I make a point to watch pretty much every day. And so being on here now, I'm so happy to be here. And a couple things.
Yes.
This gentleman over here.
Christopher Brockman.
Has the greatest wife ever.
We know that.
No. I know her. Fact. We toured together.
Well, you were the one who came here years ago, and you stroll out on the set. You're like... I know something. You said it in front of me. I know something about you. You said to me that I know something about you, pointing to Chris, that you, meaning me, don't. That's what you said.
Oh, really?
Yes, because you had just known that they had just met Sarah
Tiana.
Well,
yeah, she
and
told
Chris.
Me. And your son playing golf, by the way. Are you kidding me?
How great was that?
Are you kidding
He's
me?
He's striping it right down the middle.
He's striping
No,
it.
The swing. By the way, I'm a fake golfer. I played on curb, and I was a big nine-hole guy till Harvard Westlake tore down Whitsitt.
Right.
You know, which is just, I don't even. Anyhow. And,
be careful, because Harvard Westlake sent Pete Crow Armstrong into your life.
By the way, I've talked about it with him. Do you know join the band out here?
No, I don't.
Okay,
what is
it's
that?
Like a thing where, like School of Rock, where your kids do.
Sure. Okay.
And my son was a drummer in a band.
Yes.
Pete Crow Armstrong was the lead singer.
Get out of here.
Wow. Oh, God. He even said to me when I said, how's Duke? You know, Pete Crow Armstrong was the sweetest guy. I did the movie. I was in Little Big League with his mother.
Now, this is like, where's Kevin Bacon in all this, right? Pretty close.
Yeah.
No kidding.
And I haven't seen her in a long time. Nice, nice lady. You know, on that movie, my big memory was I got to sit and have a conversation with Jason Robards about the Yankees.
Was he a Yankee fan?
Oh, my God, giant.
No kidding.
Yeah, giant.
All right.
Yeah, but that was, you look back on those things in your life, it's like, oh, I sat with him and talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. But... Yeah, Pete Crow Armstrong is what we young people call a dream.
He's unbelievable.
No, he's a dream. And he played with that enthusiasm last year. See, I thought he could do what he's doing now.
Okay.
Because he did it in the minor leagues. He went the word mashed. Mm-hmm. He mashed.
Yes, he did.
He got to the pros, had trouble hitting, could run like the wind, and the defense was from the get-go was unquestionably the best in maybe baseball.
Now you're obviously online. You're seeing what, you know, his son, you know, teeing it up, and you're kind enough to say what you say about the show. Did you see LD sitting courtside next to Susie Essman
for the Halliburton game?
Did you see that?
Ask me what I think when I see that.
What do you think when you see
that? I have season tickets to the Clippers. I invited him to Clippers Knicks. No, I don't feel, you know, nah, because he wanted to take a helicopter to the game or whatever it was, because when the Lakers played the Knicks, he's sitting next to Ari Emanuel on the courtside, and I did give him crap for that. And then I see him courtside with Susie. Oh, Knicks playoff Susie. Ah.
It seems like it's a Curb episode, you know what
I mean? Yes, it does. Like he'll trip.
Everyone's saying that he's going to trip Carl Anthony Towns or something like that.
Yeah, no.
But
I feel bad for them.
He saw a heartbreaker, a gutter. Like
the only comeback that was more impressive than that one was the one that Bulls did in the middle of the season.
It
was ridiculous. Yeah. It was ridiculous.
I do remember something like that happening.
No, it was like, and also Edmonton's comeback to win.
All right,
the point I'm making is amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And I am happy for the people of Indianapolis. You got to be happy for them because they live in Indianapolis.
Look at you, man.
What have they got? Do you know, by the way, people there, not even be careful. The people there are great.
Yes, they are.
They are great because I performed there and my opening line was, you know, you don't have to live here. And they laughed. Hold on. Yeah. They laughed so hard, and that's all you need to hear from a community to go, okay, these people, I'm going to have fun this weekend. Yeah. They are great. So I mean that, but I don't mean that. It's Indianapolis. I don't want to go there.
But they're
so good.
I'm looking up what you texted me, your tour dates. June 8th, the Comedy Castle in Detroit.
Yes.
The famed Ice House of Pasadena.
That's my 43rd anniversary being a comedian.
At the Ice House or just on these dates?
That weekend. No, the weekend at the Ice House. That's what I'm celebrating.
Was that where you did your first stand-up? Was
no,
at the Ice House?
No, I did it in Florida at the Comic Strip in Fort Lauderdale. But I started when I was 20,
right,
and I'm about to be 63, so...
Damn.
43 years.
Yeah, so I'm like, there's no indie tour dates here. Phoenix, Arizona, New York in the middle of July.
Yeah,
Spokane the week after, 18th and 19th of July. Austin, Texas in August. Then Fort Worth.
Yeah.
And then La Jolla, Seattle, and Denver. All over the place, which is outstanding. How can people get tickets to this? Just go anywhere and just pop in Jeff Garland?
Well, you name the cities.
Okay.
Guess which comedy class. You did the worst promotion No, you just named random cities.
Desert Ridge Improv in Phoenix. Hold on a minute. Hold on. I'm going to get it all out now. City Winery in New York, July 11th and 12th. The 18th and 19th, Spokane Comedy Club in Spokane. It's not Spokane, everybody, so back off. I didn't mean to be that aggressive. Cap City Comedy Club in Austin, Texas. Hyenas Comedy Club in Fort Worth, Texas. That's in August. La Jolla, the Comedy Store, Emerald City Comedy Club, Seattle. And then Comedy Works
Denver.
South. Don't go to Comedy Works North.
Well, no, they have two. The South is a bigger... I've never played either of them, but I've only heard that they're like the best club in the country.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's in Denver, Colorado, September 19th and 20th.
Yeah, we covered that.
The question is, will the Rockies have more wins than the date that you're performing on at that point in time? The 19th and 20th.
Well, I got to tell you something. Yes, they're about to be swept by the Cubs today. But the point being is... hold on. But the point being is, they've played tough.
Yes.
The Cubs, they win last night 2-1, 3-1.
Right.
You know, it's not like... Look, and they have some really good young... Hunter Goodman's really good.
Yeah.
You know, and what's his name? Tovar, the shortstop. They have some. It's really... you can only blame one thing, front office and ownership. You can't blame the players.
They took your third baseman in free agency and then haven't spent a damn thing, the Cubs. I mean, the Rockies.
I know.
We
didn't know that as Cub fans, and I'm assuming the front office didn't know that. He's fallen apart. He had great in San Francisco.
Right.
And then, boom, you sign a big contract with a crappy team. What did they sell him with that? You know, oh, I also want to say, where are you?
It's TJ.
Okay.
Yes.
That is the greatest April Fool's joke, and I'm grateful that it was a joke.
Because you didn't want any piece of Russell Wilson. At the time,
in
you
hindsight,
did.
Hold on. Oh, like I said, that's where quarterbacks go to die. So it was exciting. But in hindsight, no. Who do I thank? And I'm just going to thank you.
You're welcome, Jeff.
TJ.
Oh, you're over there.
Yeah, behind you.
Did you?
But you used to be over there.
No, I was always here. Tell him before I started, I was over there.
Tell him who's on your fantasy team. Who's on your baseball fantasy team?
Who's on my team?
Yeah, the
catcher.
No, the right fielder, the New York Metropolitans.
Okay, here's my outfield, and it sounds like the greatest outfield in the history of fantasy.
Go for it.
Soto.
Okay.
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Acuna.
Okay. Matata. Now, question mark is when is Juan Soto going to start hitting? Huh?
Well, by the way, he's Juan Soto.
Yeah.
So really, when he decides, he's so good. It's something's going on because he's so good.
I don't know what's going on.
And he knows the pressure of playing in New York.
It's a different borough, Jeff.
You know, by the way,
different borough.
Different borough.
This is what Rich is saying. This is Rich's argument.
No, that's what Soto's. That's what Soto's manager is saying. It's a new world for him. Like, Queens is a different country.
It is. It's where a king went to find a bride.
Why the man didn't re-sign with the Yankees makes no sense whatsoever.
Because he didn't get he wasn't paid the most.
Let's say the Yankees offered him $50 million less.
Yeah.
It's the perfect place. You've had success there. Do you need that extra $50 million when you're making $700 million?
Apparently.
Yeah. That is just how much? By the way,
the Swedes don't pay for themselves,
Jeff. Is it inappropriate to have a crush on your wife?
It is not. You could see her standing
off.
Yeah, obviously.
I love her so much.
Susie's on
She's
the
one
set.
Of the greatest people I've ever met.
I agree.
No, she really is.
Plus one.
And I miss you. I haven't seen you in so long.
I'm
signed in.
Good to see you.
That's
Jeff
why Rich
Garland,
put a ring
everybody.
On it, Jeff.
So before we...
No, we have to talk about the Cubs a little more.
Talk about what they're going
to Okay.
Cubs a little more.
Well,
what do you want to talk about?
Think about this. They lost their two frontline starters, one for the season,
yes,
and they're playing the way they are. Ian Happ goes down. They're playing the way they are. It's such a next man up situation with just joy, and they're just doing it. Bob Odenkirk, I'll name drop. One of my oldest friends. Hey, we were friends when we were both dirt poor, okay? Mm-hmm. But anyhow... Anytime the Cubs pull off any kind of win, he's contacting me. I'm actually going to some games with him in July.
Yeah, because he's doing Broadway up until the end of June. I just saw him at Glen Terry Close. I just saw him.
He was amazing.
Amazing.
The show's pretty good.
Him and Bill Burr and Michael McKean.
Everyone in the show is excellent.
Yeah.
But Bob's
great.
He got nominated for a Tony.
He's amazing.
The idea that Bob's nominated for a Tony?
Yeah.
What world am I living in?
Emmys, Tonys.
He's gone for Nino. Not in terms of untalent. He is so... Hey.
That's the camera.
Straight okay.
Ahead. Yeah, right.
I just want to say to you, if you're in the New York area, or you're planning on going to the New York area, don't go to a Mets game and see Juan Soto. Go on Broadway and see Glengarry Glenn Gary, Glenn.
Oh, it's that, a show. See that place. See that
Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross.
Glenn's and the Garys.
Glengarry, Glenn Ross on Broadway with Bob Odenkirk, Bill Burr, etc. Bob Odenkirk, you know, they say these things on billboards during the Academy Awards. Bob Odenkirk, a revelation! That was a little bipolar.
By the way, no, that was great. By the way, and you still had a better hit rate than Juan Soto in that promo.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Well, by the way, just stop making fun of him. He's Juan Soto.
I'm not making fun of him.
I have lots of rookie
cards. I'm having fun at his expense. Is that the same thing or it's different?
Well, if he was on the Yankees, you wouldn't be doing
this. That's correct.
And why he
Guilty
didn't stay.
As charged.
Oh, God, you've got the Yankee history. The Yankee.
That's all right.
You could be one of the all.
Because he said it was a Mets town. That's why I can't handle it.
But that's.
What if somebody left the Cubs for the White Sox and says he did it because it's a White Sox town, even though it was obvious that Reinsdorf would open his Velcro wallet large enough to pay
that
somebody that much money.
Well, that's all right, let's take an assumption.
I understand that you're suspending a lot of disbelief here.
Let's say Pete Crow Armstrong.
There it is. Okay, that's the noise, yes.
Pete
Crow goes to, because it's a White Sox town, and
but
more
do you understand?
For the money.
Even White Sox fans would laugh at that.
That's why I would look for him to laugh at it. But no.
Do you know I'm the same age as the New York Mets? Exactly. Yes. 62.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the Apple.
And also Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man, Amazing Fantasy, his debut, 1962. So if you ask me, I'm the same age as the Mets and Spider-Man.
Who knew?
I can go now.
Do you miss Curb? Because I do. Do you miss it?
Yes, very much. Very much. But I'm really happy we ended when we did and the way that we ended.
You did like that.
Oh, yeah, because
it was a great ending.
People,
great.
I think we could have had more really funny, smart seasons. But I do believe at a certain point, you just got to go, we're not. Look, I liked making the money. Sure. Don't get me wrong. Okay. No, right. I did.
Sure.
But artistically, we got out even longer than some people yes. do. And it was glorious to have 12 years with that show. And we ended the way I would want to end the show. So I'm really pleased that it's ended. But the whole cast is extremely close.
Right.
And we had joy, literal joy, every day on the set. You know, and so, yeah, I miss it.
Your favorite episode?
You know, the weird thing is my favorite episode, there's so many moments, like yes. you're Larry David, you happen to, you know, like wearing ladies' underwear, etc. Wandering Bear.
Why?
Where Cheryl's vagina is in disarray, and Larry talks to the gardener who has an Indian way of curing it, and Larry and I are obsessed with Girls Gone Wild, and my dog runs away. Now, what I love about that episode, and if I could put one in a time capsule, yes. it would be that one. It's not connected to any storyline.
Right.
It's just this lonely little yes. thing. And everything in it, I think, is funny. And I love doing that episode.
Oh, my God.
So I'm the only one who would ever say Wandering Bear.
Which is your favorite ad lib that you came up with?
Okay. Are you setting me up? Because you know.
I am not.
Okay. People don't know this. Larry went around, Susie went around, all of them. No one, and I said, what am I going to do after the take? Tell everybody it was me? Okay, so
if you keep telling the story, use the effort.
Okay, okay.
The Springsteen okay. scene? Yeah,
so, yes.
I remember that.
So, oh, God, Larry, man. We're finding out that Larry... his former girlfriend who worked on the
yes,
show
yes.
became a man, and he's horrified to talk about what they did. And the guy says, Larry and I used to make love on the floor. So we filmed that a couple times. Very funny. So in between takes, I said, tell Larry you never thought of him as a floor F. And
you said this to Bruce Springsteen?
Yeah, I whispered it to him. He goes, I go, wait one beat. And so, of course, he knows what a beat is. And he goes, wait one beat and then do it. Well, hey, that's, I like, you know. He does it. The second they yell cut, the building, gets all, people go nuts. The funniest thing ever. I said to Larry, that's in the show. He goes, that's in the show.
Yes.
Okay. And so what am I going to do? I gave that to him, like running around the set. Me. So I never talked about it. So here I am on your show, letting people know my brain. And I also came out with who the leader of the... the Big Johnson community was. I went to JV. I go, say Horse C. Williams.
And he used to.
Yes. And guess what? I own the trademark to Horse C. Williams. I'm not even kidding. I own a few trademarks from things I've said on the show. Yeah.
Oh, my God. What's it like feeding Bruce Springsteen a line that he
okay.
Come on, man.
I just want to tell you this. I spent the entire day with Bruce Springsteen, and he's one of my love him.
Sure.
And Bruce Springsteen is everything you'd want him to be, with a great sense of humor. And I asked him one question about music.
Yes.
And I said, I got one question. He goes, all right. And I said, when you're on stage playing a song, you're in concert,
yeah.
and you know Badlands is next, what are you thinking? And he goes, that's a great question. He was so excited. He goes, what I'm thinking is, all right, you're enjoying this. Wait, just wait. Mm. That's what he's thinking. That's awesome. And then I dealt with him there, and he was a man, like dealing with.
Sure.
I saw him at the Garden on April 1st,
nice.
And he was 10 feet tall on stage.
I bet.
He asked for me to come to his dressing room, which he doesn't do, after the show. And I said, Jeff, thank you. And he hugged me. And, you know, at the end, he goes, Jeff, come here and give me a hug. That man was 2 feet tall, with nothing. In other words, he expended everything he had, and I saw this little guy covered in sweat come up, and it was very, I was dissociating with all of it.
I bet.
And that night after, you want me to wrap up?
Yes.
That night after I saw him at the Garden, and what a sweet man. I love him. I had a good, because I was so in disarray that I had to go do a couple stand-up sets to sort of get my feet on the ground.
To get your feet on the ground.
Yeah.
I just thought you said you go back to his room and he was on the floor. That would have been fantastic.
naked, wearing an Abe Lincoln hat.
Jeff Garrard, everybody, is back.
Thank
on
you.
The program. Thank you.
My
for
honor, Rich.
You're the best.
And you are the best dad ever.
This message is brought to you by Abercrombie & Fitch. I've been ready for summer for a while, and now it's finally time for summer outfits. With a trip coming up, the A&F Vacation Shop has me covered. Abercrombie really knows how to do a lightweight outfit. Their tees, sweater polos, and linen blend shorts never miss. I wear Abercrombie denim year-round. Their shorts are no different and have the comfort I need for summer. Prep for your next trip with the A&F Vacation Shop. Get their newest arrivals in-store, online, and in the app.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintain skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
Hey, it's J.B. Smoove here at Media Day in Houston, and we're on to the Pats, baby. What's up, Tom?
How you doing?
You are 10 in the handsome world, right? Would you trade in 3 of your handsome points to get back at them damn Giants?
Yes. I'd trade them all.
Hey, Clef Brothers too, man. Clef 10 Brothers. See this? Character. Please give me something I can take to these movie executives to convince them why we need a black unicorn movie.
You look at this crowd of white unicorns, and all you see is this big, black, handsome unicorn standing there looking like Black Beauty.
It's the best strip club in Boston in Gronk's basement. Be honest. Am I wrong? I'm going to go down there and talk to your coach, and I'm going to tell that man, this man is electrifying. He has to touch the ball way more than that. Okay, I'm going to go down and tell him.
All right, that's on you, though.
No,
tell him,
I'm going to say we talked about it.
Nah, you can't tell
him. No, wait a minute. Now we did talk about it.
She come by my house, my bar, and all I had is a black unicorn, and no one wanted it because...
Nobody want that black unicorn.
Because it was different.
You're a tough cookie, man. What cookie would that be? A ginger snap, a fig Newton, another wafer, a chocolate chip cookie?
Give me a cookie.
Yeah, chocolate chip all day. I figured that, all day. At first, I thought he might be more of a Fig Newton guy, but he's more of a chocolate chip guy. You see what happens?
Devin
or Jason?
Devin.
No. I'm going to be honest, man. You got a twin brother who plays for the Titans. Now, how the hell do everybody in here know it's you and not damn Jason?
There's really no way to tell, though, honestly, because Coach Belichick doesn't even know the difference.
I don't want no parent trap stuff going on.
Nah, I'm better than him, so I can't let him go out there and play for me.
Okay, Jason.
Unicorn.
Oh,
they become one.
Now,
it speaks to us.
Now, man,
the girl has trouble at home, too.
Oh, man. That's a great story, man.
And we need Queen Latifah to be the mom. How many?
We shut this place down, baby. Rich Eisen Show, J.B. Smoove, Super Bowl 51. You know how we do. Houston, we got a problem.
Fun stuff back in the day. 90 seconds till our radio audience returns. Susie Schuster is here. Good to see you, Susie.
Hi. How are you? You didn't tell me Jeff was going to be here.
I did not. I guess I didn't.
No, I was excited to see him in person.
I know that you are.
It's a double whammy of a show for you with Liz and Jeff.
That's right.
Very friendly
friends
show.
Friends of the family?
Friends and family show.
And that includes you.
Thank you. Good
and,
to know.
And everybody here in the room. You're good to know. Good Can't to confirm know. It.
Good to know. It's only been 25 years.
Longer than that.
Wow.
7, 9, 8, 9, 2. Yeah.
It's almost 38. Almost 30
well,
years.
Well, that was just friends.
Almost 30 years.
Included.
Yeah, just I mean, friends.
It was just friends for 3 years.
We've been using air quotes. It's an air quote.
It's air quote.
Should we have a,
air
quote we're not air using Wednesday. Air quotes.
Air quote Wednesday is pretty good.
We're not using air quotes.
Who's we?
He's using air quotes. Oh, we no. were just friends. 3 years. And what are you talking about? What are you talking about?
I gotta
about?
Say that.
I mean, yeah. I set you up on dates with other women.
That's true.
You said I said it's never going to happen.
That's true.
You should
did
move
say,
on.
These are all things you said.
Did you really, Susan?
Yeah.
She did.
I said you should. You so should then, move on.
So then, hold
you're,
on.
You're
hold
the
on.
Best guy ever.
So then, what happened?
We're out of time.
So listen, Caitlin Clark is out for 2 weeks, you guys, with a left quad strain. It's really affecting prices of ticket sales down 75% for those 2 weeks.
Now we're talking over each other. Good to see you.
Hi.
Kylie Kelsey is your guest.
She is. We're going to hear what she thinks about the tush push.
Hey now.
She's going to tell us what she thinks about grown men saying tush push because you know how we feel about that.
We don't like it either, right?
No, we're referring to
brotherly show around here. We say it 12 times a show. It should be brotherly
show. It's so crazy.
Well, if somebody else, we can't do it when John
like the Bills do it. Sure you can because it's their move.
Yes.
You know?
So Kylie's going to be on, Not Gonna Lie is back tomorrow. And so we're excited to have her back after a break.
Okay.
Home and away. I mean, it's kind of a home for me. I would love to be in away, but just saying.
Very good. Women's Sports Now being recorded today. It'll be available tonight on the Roku channel at the stroke of midnight. Jeff Garland took all your time, which I'm sure you're not terribly
upset
about.
It's not the first time that's happened.
Hey, no. Women's Sports Now will be back to wrap this show on Roku in a sec.
Former MLB All-Star Sean Casey, a.k.a. the Mayor, keeps hitting it out of the park.
Take my 30 years of experience. Take the wisdom and knowledge I've learned from the failures when I got sent down my rookie year, all the injuries I had to overcome. Your mind is the most important tool you have in life. Be relentless. Keep charging. It matters how you talk to yourself, how you look at the world. That matters. We talk about that. I don't know. I'm fired up. Baseball's back, and it's going to be incredible. I love it.
The Mayor's Office with Sean Casey from Believe.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.